This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. And we got a lot of news. I hope your seatbelts are on. We got a very, very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so obviously healthcare has been a big focal point of the GOP, and we haven't heard much about it because of everything going on with Comey and the hearings and the Senate hearings and 702. And so I'm here to tell you that they are moving forward with healthcare and a vote that they're hopefully going to do before the July 4 recess. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about there's been a lot of hoopla on the choice by President Trump for the leader of the sex education movement. And the senior position at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is Valerie Huber, who has been named Office of Assistant Secretary for Health, who apparently is a prominent leader of an abstinence-only sex education movement. And many people have their, you know, panties all up in a bunch about abstinence-only sort of approach to teaching sex education. And my question is, why is that bad? Why aren't we teaching abstinence-only? So we're going to talk about that. I'll talk about how I think we need to be teaching sex ed as a doctor. MIT got a $140 million anonymous donation. How do you give $140 million anonymously? I mean, does somebody just kind of drive up with a suitcase of money and drop it off? So we'll talk about that. But wow, I mean, $140 million, you could put your name on the building. I don't get that. But you know what? Pretty cool. And why MIT? You know, why not UNLV? All right? Or Toro or UNR, any of the schools I went to, UCLA. Yeah, but MIT, they got a hate grade for MIT. They want to give $140 million. Fine. Who knows? There's a 4-year-old boy who dies of dry drowning. This was a week after a swimming trip. We're going to talk about dry drowning and what that means. Walmart is back in the news, and it is fascinating to see what's going on because Walmart and Amazon are trying to beat each other to the punch with who can lead this grocery delivery service. It's very interesting. We talked about this a while back, how what Amazon wants to do, if not I think they've already been doing, is where you could order your groceries through Amazon, drive to one of the little pickup centers. You just open up the trunk of your car and throw the groceries in. And I guess Walmart has an automated pickup kiosk also that it's going to take on Amazon's grocery delivery service. That's going to be very, very interesting. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Before we talk about what's going on with healthcare, a lot of you guys seem to be really, really excited about this marijuana pizza. What's going on here? There's looks like a Massachusetts medical marijuana dispensary has infused marijuana into pizza. And I guess this culinary delight is just making people all, what is it, cocoa for cocoa puffs. If people don't want to smoke their pot but they want to eat it, this, I guess, offers a more nutritional form rather than sweets. Quincy-based Ermont Inc. has been selling cannabis-infused pizza for about 3 weeks, and boy, have they gotten the reviews. Director of Operations Seth Yavi says the company has a whole range of marijuana edibles, but he wanted to offer meals that patients could eat without a lot of sugar. The 6-inch cheese pizzas sell for, okay, a 6-inch cheese pizza, right? You could get that for like, what, $5.99 at Little Caesars? Their 6-inch cheese pizzas sell for $38 a piece. The tomato sauce contains 125 milligrams of THC. Now remember, THC is a psychoactive compound in marijuana. The compound has sold about 200 already. Yaffe says his patients want, if patients want toppings, they could add their own. Now, right now, only people with state-issued medical marijuana ID cards are eligible to buy the pies. That's why they said patients as opposed to consumers. So I guess the edible market, I tell you, if you want to make money, you figure out how to infuse, I guess, marijuana into, I don't know, your spinach souffle. I don't know. I'm still not sure where I am with this, okay? We need to study marijuana and see what we can do for its medicinal properties. The THC is the psychedelic part. So the THC component, that's not as integral with pain control as the cannabis part is. So if it's infusing the part with the THC, that's for funsies. People want to get high on their pizza. And I tell you, you see the marketing brilliance with this. Okay, when you get hungry from marijuana, for those who do get munchies, not everybody does. Some people actually lose weight with marijuana, actually prevent diabetes with it, which is very interesting. But you have some people that, you know, get hungry. They'll want more pizza, and they'll go and order more pizza. We are going to be fueling a marijuana epidemic. Just be prepared. If we didn't already have one, we're going to. As we talked about last hour, what we're seeing with pain medications, with this Manhattan doctor being arrested for writing 10 prescriptions a day of oxycodone, there's not going to be a lot of doctors out there that want to risk getting arrested for writing pain medications, which is, again, something that I think is the wrong direction we need to take when it comes to our opioid epidemic. But people who have pain, they're going to need to go somewhere, and they're going to end up going to the marijuana. But look at that. That's highway robbery. $38 a 6-inch pizza. I think 6 inches is like a personal pan. So it's not like you could share it with your buddies. And here's my concern. You know, all right, so they talk about, what was it, 125 milligrams of THC. Yeah, how do they not know that that won't overdose on somebody? What about a little kid that wants pizza? I get it. They're going to make some money. They made some news, but, you know. By the way, a study has come out showing that cannabis does lead teenagers to harder drugs. About a year ago, they said it didn't. There was a study saying, nah, kids that are going to do crack cocaine, it won't be marijuana. Marijuana is not going to Trojan them into that. No, apparently marijuana can. And they find that users of marijuana are 26 times more likely to turn to other substances by the age of 21. All right, when we come back, let's talk about what's going on with health care and when is the Senate going to put this to a vote. We'll be right back, 1-877-DOCTELLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Add to the bone. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials, and Genesis Communications Network, who makes the show happen each and every day. But most of the thanks goes to you guys for tuning in. I know you guys have a lot of other options and choices out there, and the fact that you don't know what those choices are, you listen to my show, means you guys are my favorite. Thank you. So Trump says Obamacare is in a death spiral, which is kind of echoing how we all feel. The death spiral term, I think, gets credit. I think it was the Aetna CEO that had used that term, death spiral. And I think we've all now used that in our vernacular when we discuss Obamacare. And it's interesting, whether you were pro the Affordable Care Act or not, I think everybody sees the writing on the wall. Obamacare is becoming defunct. It's just not going to last. It's puttering. Here's the problem, okay? And we've talked about the situation the Trump administration is in, as well as the GOP, House, and Senate leaders. Something has to get done. Okay? We have more and more insurance companies pulling out. We have many states now that only have maybe one option, if that, on the health care exchange. And so the debate of, well, the GOP should just let Obamacare die and then come in and set up a new system isn't really playing over well, because people are in trouble. And people's deductibles are so damn high. I think there was an article that came out saying that about a quarter of employer insurance, offered insurance, the deductibles are just enormous. A quarter of them. I'm surprised that it's only a quarter and not more than that. So President Donald Trump said yesterday that the Obamacare healthcare system is in a death spiral and must be reformed soon. Now, as you know, insurer Anthem announced it is going to withdraw from the Ohio Health Insurance Exchange next year. So Anthem, one of the big players, is now starting to withdraw, following in the footsteps of United, Aetna, I believe Humana. I think Cigna and Anthem and many state insurance companies are the main big players of these exchanges. Now, Trump barely got through the health care package, the new one, by a narrow margin with the House of Representatives May 4th, and the Senate is trying to pass a version this summer. They need to bust a move because apparently July 4 is the recess. Now, Trump was visiting Cincinnati, Ohio. He was touting his infrastructure plan. He met with several people who obviously disliked Obamacare and wanted something changed. And, he met with them and he vowed that we were going to do something. So, Democrats obviously aren't excited about it. They do not like any of the new plans that the Republicans have put forth. And, I mean, understandably so. They're just not going to like any of it, especially if it defunds Planned Parenthood. But from what we understand, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has formally begun a process to bypass committee hearings to send a Senate Republican health care bill directly to the floor for a vote by the July 4 recess. So I know it looks like they're not doing anything, but it sounds like they are. Tierney Seed reports at Talking Points Memo that Republicans are writing their version of the House's GOP American Healthcare Act in secret. And this is according to TheWeek.com. And they emerged from a meeting on Tuesday more optimistic that they have a plan that can attract at least 50 of the 52 Republican votes, enough to pass the bill under budget reconciliation rules. On Tuesday, Senator Mike Enzi, Republican from Wyoming, said that the Senate parliamentarian cleared the House version of the AHCA to be considered under reconciliation, involving one obstacle for Republicans. So, Senate Republicans are going to submit a preliminary framework of their health care plan to the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, by the end of this week. That will allow a floor vote by the end of June, according to Politico. If they pass a health care bill, it will be then merged with the House version in a conference committee. Both chambers will have to vote again on that package that emerged. Now, they say there's some speculation that McConnell would put up a vote on a bill he thought would fail just to move on to other legislative priorities, but Senator Pat Roberts said no, he does not want to do that. All right. You know, right now, very interesting. He says Republicans are in the back seat with Thelma and Louise, and we need to get out of the car. So details matter, but we need to get out of the car. That was the preeminent message. Very interesting. So, okay, is this going to be a halfway bill? Is it going to be a bill that we can use? Is it something that's going to help replace our health care system? I told you it looks okay. You know, let me pull it up so we could quickly review what it you know, it's we're doing the best we can, you know, it with what we got. I've said this a million times before. If you want to fix health care, you need to transition a health care system very slowly, and it's going to take decades. Right. Obamacare should have taken decades, but the reason why it didn't is because midterms were coming up, and nobody wanted to mess with the midterms. And so, unfortunately, what ended up happening is they passed a bill that was so overwhelming and such a cannonball into a small pond that needed to be delicately navigated with ripples that we now have a mess on our hands. And also, there was time of the essence for President Obama, where what he needed to do was make sure that they expanded Medicaid and got enough people and enough potential voters on this plan so that if anybody in the future wanted to change it, the whole thing would derail, like cutting the red wire of a bomb. Now, the American Health Care Act, which is supposed to replace the Obamacare, is going to eliminate the tax penalties, so no more individual mandate, employer mandate for those who don't purchase health insurance. So that's a huge plus, something that's going to stimulate the economy. Hands down, that's something we needed. The tax credits have been confusing people, and from what I understand, the tax credits are going to be based on age rather than income, and it's going to range from $2,000 a year for those young than 30 to $4,000 a year to those who are older than 60. These are tax credits. A family would receive up to $14,000 in tax credits a year. These tax credits would start phasing out when income becomes $75,000 individually or $150,000 as a family. For every $1,000 in earnings above those thresholds, the value of the credit phases down by $100. So if they get $14,000 in tax credits a year per family, and they make $150,000, if they make $151,000, then they will only make $13,900 in tax credits. So it's a very slow, methodical process. And the reason why I like that is because, you know, what we saw with employees and employers is, you know, if you had an organization or a company that employed 50 people and you would have been caught under the ACA with the employer mandate, what happened if you only hired 49? If you only had 49 employees, would you be good? We don't want people freaking out, going, oh my gosh, if I just make that $150,000 mark, I'm screwed. And where people are like, well, you know what, well then fine, I'll work less, I'll take more days off just to make under. All they do is lose a tax credit of $100 for every $1,000 more they earn. So it's not that big of a shock. Insurance companies are going to charge a 30% surcharge to those who have gaps in their insurance longer than 63 days. There unfortunately has to be some sort of disincentive for people to go off their health insurance. So as long as you maintain your health insurance, you're not going to get that 30% sticker price. Okay? They're going to maintain coverage preventing denial to those with pre-existing conditions. They're going to maintain coverage for children under the age of 26 who wish to stay on their parents' plans. They're going to maintain the bans on caps of the annual or lifetime coverage. By the year 2020, the ACA promised federal funds for Medicaid expansion is going to stop. The funds will continue for the current Medicaid recipients, but it's not going to be an ongoing leaky faucet. There's going to be a patient and state stability fund, I'm assuming is still in the final legislation, which will provide states $100 billion to use as they wish for their underserved populations, hospitals, providers, or programs that would provide direct care. So for those who do not want to still be a part of the Obamacare plan, they'll be able to use the money as they wish because they know more about what they need for their underserved populations. States will receive money for Medicaid, but rather than just an open-end promise of funds, it's going to be more of a lump sum per person, a more per capita. The taxes on medical device industry is going to expire, as will those on pharmaceutical companies and indoor tanning services. So maybe we won't see as much backlash from the pharmaceutical companies. Planned Parenthood is quote-unquote defunded in terms of the AHCA funds will not be able to be used to pay for services at their clinics. So it's not stopping money. It's just, well, you go to other doctors. You just don't go to Planned Parenthood with these dollars. And then they're going to be promoting HRAs, health savings accounts. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH?
If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was a tragic case that we have to talk about, okay? I hate talking about sad cases, but it's something we need to discuss. Dry drowning. Have you guys heard about this? Okay. It's a secondary type of drowning where the child dies from a swimming incident, but he doesn't die in the pool or in the water then and there. And a 4-year-old boy from Houston, Texas, died a week after he went swimming. Francisco Delgado Jr. told ABC 13 that his family went swimming at the Texas City Dike with his son Frankie, 4 years old, on Memorial Day weekend. About a week later, Frankie complained of shoulder pain and woke up a few hours later. Out of nowhere, he just woke up. He said, ah, he took his last breath, and then I guess the father said that he passed out and died. They tried to perform CPR, paramedics were on site, and they just couldn't revive the boy. And when she came in, the paramedic explained what happened, that it's called dry drowning. His lungs were full of fluid, and there was nothing else they could do for this little boy. So dry drowning occurs when a kid is swimming and inhales water through the nose or mouth, and the water gets into the lungs. Now, maybe they cough, maybe they sneeze a little bit, but they may not feel it too much. Or they may not complain about it too much. The lungs don't like water and the chemicals and any of the other things that are in the water. And so what ends up happening is you start to have an inflammatory response. More fluid fills up in the lungs. You start to have more respiratory issues. Then you could go into brain damage and unfortunately die. And what is so scary about this is it can happen almost a week after a child had inhaled the water. So it's known as secondary drowning. It's rare. According to Dr. Mark Morocco with the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center, I've only seen one of these cases every couple of years. But, of course, these dry drowning incidents really make headlines. In 2015, a 10-year-old boy died more than an hour after returning home from a trip to a pool. So what are the symptoms of dry drowning? Well, cough, fever, vomiting, mood swings, struggling for breath. Symptoms could appear 24 to 48 hours after inhaling water. Dr. Ray Petetti of the Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh told NBC that there is no way to predict which child could get it. And you know, they don't really call it dry drowning. In the medical setting, we call it a secondary drowning. And, you would think kids maybe with respiratory issues like asthma could be more susceptible, but you could be a healthy kid getting water in there. So Dr. Petetti said if a kid chokes or sputters after going underwater but seems fine, he doesn't need to go to the hospital. But if after several hours you notice that he's starting to breathe a little faster, find it harder to breathe, starts coughing a lot, you've got to bring him in. The Delgado family has created a GoFundMe page to help them raise money for funeral expenses. Frankie's funeral is going to be held this week at the Compean Funeral Home, according to ABC 13. It's frightening. You don't want to hear of these things, and it's watch your kids, all right? And, you know, we just can't take things for granted. You know, they say children from poor families are up to 4 times more likely to start puberty early, as poverty causes stress that triggers reproductive hormones. Now, this is very, very interesting because we thought kids of poor families were going through puberty earlier because they might have had poor diets, because many of the junk foods are cheaper than a lot of the healthier type of foods, like fish and, you know, meat, etc. They say boys are at greater risk, but disadvantaged girls are still twice as likely to prematurely develop breasts or pubic hair, according to a study. Researchers believe that this may be due to poverty causing youngster stress, which then leads to early release of reproductive hormones. Previous research suggests that early puberty increases a person's risk of cancer, like, for example, with women, breast and endometrial, with men, prostate. So the past study author says parents can help delay their child's puberty onset by encouraging them to exercise and eat well. So overweight youngsters may have more energy, and as you know, the extra fat helps produce more hormones. So researchers from Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia asked 3,700 patients of children aged between 8 and 11 whether signs of puberty had occurred. And signs in children, so when you look at girls, okay, they'll have breast buds, then they'll start to develop breasts, they'll start to, in different stages, get pubic hair, armpit hair. They'll start to menstruate, usually at the final stages. I don't want to say the final stage of puberty, but the later stages of puberty. And they can also get acne. Puberty symptoms in boys include acne, facial, pubic hair, muscle, and height growth. And boys a lot of times go through this, it appears a little bit later than girls do. And so we were just at 8th grade graduation, and you see these girls so much taller than the boys. And so, and then boys, they definitely start getting their spurts 13, 14, 15, 16, whereas girls may start 10, 11, 12. So the researchers then compared the family's income, level of education, occupations between children who had started puberty and those who didn't, occupations of the family. And the results published in Pediatrics found that boys from families with lowest socioeconomic status were 4 times more likely to start puberty earlier. Disadvantaged girls are twice as likely to show early signs of sexual maturity. The researchers believe that this may be due to poverty causing stress, and stress could cause hormone release. But the fact that it would change your genetics, you know, this is the reason why something like this is found to be so fascinating in the medical realm is because, you know, it's easier to think whatever your genes are your genes. If your mom had her period when she was 13, you're going to pretty much have your period when you're 13. If your dad went through puberty when he was 14, so will you. And that's not the case. We're noticing that foods, weight, so many other things are changing the way you would think a genetically programmed, very important biological developmental process, it's changing it, and then possibly putting you at risk for cancer and heart disease, etc. Now, another study, which is very interesting, is they say, research published back in April revealed an early puberty raises a person's risk of certain cancers in later life. An 11-year-old girl going through puberty has a 6% chance, a higher chance of breast cancer later in life than a girl aged 12. Now, for those of you that had early periods, because back then that was early, now it seems the norm, don't panic, because I've seen later men aren't women still get breast cancer. So, you know, the endometrial cancer, however, does rise by about 28%. And boys see their risk of prostate cancer go up 9%. And so the risk definitely applies to those where these cancers are more related to sex hormones. They say that if a girl hits puberty before 13, she's almost twice as likely to have a stroke in later life. Daily Mail talks about how going through puberty early makes women almost twice as likely to suffer a stroke. So starting out periods before the age of 13 makes you more prone to reduce blood flow in the body. I don't get that. I don't see how from the pathophysiological process, but it could be that earlier puberty girls might be more prone to obesity. We don't know. They also noted that women who stopped menstruating at 45 or younger were also more likely to get a stroke because of and have restricted blood and oxygen to the brain. Why would early menopause put you at risk? But we have seen studies looking at that. So Dr. Perry suggests to avoid an early puberty, you want to encourage them to exercise and eat well. The body goes through a transition when it believes it has enough of an energy supply, and this is the reason why teenage girls with anorexia may not start their periods. Or sometimes you'll see teenage girls that aren't anorexic, they're just athletes, and they don't have a lot of body fat, and without the body fat, they don't have the hormones to help stimulate and prompt the puberty. Obese children have a lot of energy reserves, so they can trick their body into thinking they're ready to transition when they're actually too young, which is why sometimes you'll see 8-year-old girls with breasts. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Seven 877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Walmart is now trying to challenge Amazon with an automated pickup kiosk for grocery deliveries. Customers place and pay orders online, receive a pickup code. The code is logged into an interface at a kiosk, which is linked to their order. The kiosk doors open, and customer retrieves their groceries from a bin. The kiosk is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and requires a $30 minimum. The Arkansas-based firm is testing an automated kiosk in Oklahoma City so you can pick up the groceries that you placed online. They're little small areas. They're called Walmart Pickup 24 Hours. It's actually adorable. It looks no bigger than a McDonald's, even smaller than a McDonald's. It's brightly colored. It's about 20 by 80 feet. It sits in a parking lot of a Walmart Supercenter at North Council and West Britain Roads in Oklahoma City. A Walmart spokesman told Money Magazine that the machine can fulfill hundreds of orders in a day. And although Amazon Fresh delivers its orders to the customer's home, Walmart kiosk allows them to pick them up the same day. Amazon's online grocery business is available to Prime users for an additional $10 a year. And it also has a pickup service. It's going to have Amazon Fresh Pickup in Seattle. But Amazon's service, I guess, has not discouraged Walmart. I guess its service now offers 30,000 times. Let me see. I'm sorry. There's some typos in this article that I'm reading. It says its service offers more than 30,000 times that can be ordered for free, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but it's a $30 minimum grocery. So I don't think you have to pay extra like you have to for Amazon. You just have to make sure that it's a minimum of $30 of groceries. And for any of us that shop for groceries, you could very easily hit $30 just by some eggs, some milk, some bread, jam, whatever. Customers simply place and pay their order online. They get the code, they go to the kiosk. It almost looks like it's even drive-through. Walmart employees receive the online purchase, shop around the store for the correct items. So it isn't automated yet, like with a robot. There are people involved. The pickup code is linked to the order inside of the small building, retrieves the order for the customer that is sitting inside a bin. So it'll be sitting there inside a bin, and then that bin will be the one that gets dropped off for the kiosk. They say the firm is not going to stop at groceries. Walmart had noted that it's testing other concepts across the U.S., one specifically called Pickup Tower, which is dedicated for online purchases of retail merchandise. Yeah, so if you need to buy underwear and, you know, tampons and things like that. Walmart had noted, people don't want to walk into a store to buy that stuff. I don't. I can't stand that. They're like, hey, Dr. Dahlia, what are you doing? Like, well, I'm buying feminine products. Oh, yeah, so am I. Like, I really don't want to sit here and chat with you guys about that. You wanted a little bit of privacy, please. So now you can have some privacy. Ann Hatfield, Walmart's Director of Communications, told Money that the tower is 16 feet tall and 8 feet in diameter. The facilities house 300 items at a time that are fitted with sensors to know when someone is approaching an order to open a door leading to a scanner. So I guess they see you come out of the parking lot. So they'll see me race up and screech up. They could probably tell that it's me because I usually park in two parking spots at the same time. I'm not really good with my parking. And then they see me come out yelling at the kids going, shut up! And then I walk over to the Walmart store and like, that's Dahlia, we know. So let me see. After making a purchase online, customers are given a unique barcode. They wave over the scanner. It prompts the machine to hand over their order. So Amazon's going for groceries. Walmart's not going to let it, you know, beat Walmart because Walmart was really big on opening up to the grocery business. And now a lot of us buy our groceries at Walmart. We used to not. Now Walmart has these super centers where they have some pretty damn good groceries. And they have a good bakery, too. The Walmart Sam's Club bakeries, those are pretty yummy. Now, They say last October, leaked documents had revealed that the firm was set to open up 20 grocery store locations across the country by the end of 2018. Those were documents reviewed by British Insider. These internal papers also revealed that Amazon's goal is to open up 2,000 fresh-branded grocery stores over the next decade. They will open 200 every year to hit the mark. So Amazon and Walmart, a lot of us have our hopes on them in terms of hiring more people, but Walmart had to just close a bunch of stores. Amazon had some issues when they started to move more automated, but these are retail giants that I don't think are going away anytime soon, and the more stores they open, the more jobs. So I'm pretty excited about that. The only thing is, are these kiosks and these standalone places going to put off and start to hurt other chains? You know, it's really sad when I drive by my neck of the woods and I see a grocery store that's been there for decades gone. And you see these shopping centers where there used to be a grocery store and it's gone. And there's like, I don't know, a Max of something, you know. And so, you know, grocery stores, you know, we're very vibrant chains. And operating a grocery store is not that easy because you can't sell non-fresh food. So you have to make sure that the most beautiful of the peaches and the apples and the grapes are there. And you guys know with your fruit, right, after a day or two, the fruit becomes soggy. They don't really look that good. And so, you know, they have to always be turning over their food. Now, I don't know how they do that, you know, in terms of, you know, making sure they don't have to throw food out and lose profit. But it's not as easy a store to run as an office supply store. An office supply store, you can just have office supplies. But then again, there's a need. Grocery stores, there's a need. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Speaking of meat and groceries, barbecue meat causing cancer and these grilled meats out on the grill has been a source of concern for a lot of people because we talk about the charcoaling of it and how it could cause cancer. Well, another study has come out saying, yes, the high temperature cooking like barbecuing and pan frying can lead to the formation of carcinogenic chemicals on meat. They say the potentially harmful substances have been found to cause changes in the DNA that may increase the risk of cancer. This is a study published last month, actually I think April. Experts insist this research does not mean that we shouldn't grill, but we should be wary about how we grill. See, I can't stand it when I get something, you know, fed to me, or I should say fed to me, when I get a steak thrown at me in the backyard, I get very upset when it's really blackened, and I don't like that taste. Some people really dig the taste, I don't. And I'm like, and you eat it because it's really hard to scrape off. No, don't even let it get that far. Because when you grill meat, you get these heterocyclic aromatic amines and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. With the heating process, you get these substances. And the first chemical occurs with the meat's protein, sugar, and muscle particles reacting to high temperatures. The second happens when the meat juice and fat catches flames, and those flames stick to the meat, then charring it and grilling it. Now, Japanese scientists have been looking at these effects, you know, back in the 80s. And rats who were fed a diet of these heterocyclic aromatic amines food developed tumors in various organs. And when they were given the PAHs, the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, rodents developed cancer, including leukemia and tumors of the GI tract and lungs. So, that's an issue. So don't charbroil, don't burn, don't grill, you know, too heavy. Just kind of, you know, sear it. Well, no, because you really got to cook the meat. I microwave it. I like to just stick my steak in a microwave, or I stick it in an oven, like baked steak. It's yummy. It's steak. 1-877 Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Heart heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.